That Christmas album of yours is my sleeper album every holiday season. That album is incredible. Do you, it's out of print, right? But you get a lot of comments about that album, don't you?
Yeah, I was pretty stoked about that album, man, because the material was so good. I said, anybody could sing this, do this, and this would be like a smash, right? And so, but you're not going to believe this. Ironically, we finished that album, started to finish in 2 weeks, okay?
Really?
2 weeks. And so when they told Clarence Avon, we got 2 weeks to get it ready for the Christmas season for to catch Sony, in their advertising and everything.
Sure.
And so Clarence, the first thing he said, he's not gonna do that. Clarence said, he's not gonna do that. We can't, he's not gonna finish that. We can't do that. But Clarence didn't know our work ethics in Minneapolis. And so we were jumping from one studio to another. We were like doing two songs a night.
Okay.
But I was on such a high
Yeah.
in a zone of doing that after coming off the hearsay and all that stuff.
Right.
I was in such a zone until it was a treat to me to be able to come from where I come from musically and being a country boy too, a Mississippi boy.
Yeah.
It was such a treat for me and a challenge to be able to do something like that. And wow, the end results was actually, outstanding, because I think that all of us, Jimmy and Terry and everybody involved, Sounds of Blackness, Gary and all those guys, we were on such a high, just being able to give that back to God and give it back to the world. And I was doing stuff like on Thank You for a Good Year. And then Terry Lewis said, okay, you can come up for air now. You can come up for air now. And I was like, yeah, it was a great thing. We did that in 2 weeks, man. That was outstanding. It hadn't been a Christmas album by R&B artist in over the last 10 years when we did that, right?
I see.
And we
Okay.
always accustomed to hearing songs from the whispers, a few songs here and there, but nobody ever did was ever doing a Christmas album, a whole album. That's like some Bing Crosby stuff, And so, it was just an honor to be able to have that. And so it's so strange because that year nobody had Christmas songs, right? I had the whole ball the whole year. We took them by surprise. The next year, everybody and their mother had a Christmas song out, or a Christmas album. And it was really great to be able to open that door.